You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Sam, that man can eat absolutely anything.
This is what I mean. I wish this wasn't the start of the interview. Listen, the idea is not to take shots. Joe found it hard to get his distance at the start. Carlos Takam's a warrior, mate. He's an animal, mate. A proper warrior. He came to it. Then some of them shots he was hitting with tonight, a guy that's not as like Joe probably wouldn't have been able to take them. But Carlos Takam can probably come again after a fight like that. Who really knows? But Joe found it hard to get his distance. But once he got in his... You saw what he did to him in the sixth round. He came out and he got the job done. It's as simple as that. And they're the experiences that Joe needs. He's only had 12. This is his 13th fight. People are forgetting about it. Tell me a heavyweight that's got a better resume after 30 fights. There isn't one. But listen, I'm really proud of him tonight. But Carlos Takam, I really do take my hat off to him. He's a warrior.
Did it just show how tough Joe's going to be to beat? Because even if he gives away three rounds, let's be honest, we can see Takam wilting. And fighters will wilt. You can't throw the kitchen sink at someone and not wilt.
Listen to me. I know Joe's going to be a hard man to beat anyway because of what's inside here as well. Big heart, good chin, good Joe. But as I say, Joe's performance tonight, I give him... Towards the end, it was more, but I give him a six for that performance.
What on earth did Steven say to me in the corner? Because he come out of intent. That was like killer instinct.
I don't know, but Steve must have said something to him because he must have said, "Right, listen here, get your ass in gear now and get him out of there." And he did.
And what did he say in the change room to his mum? She breastfed him bricks, was it?
Yeah, I just have a little joke with Marvel. I love Marvel to pieces. As I said, Marvel, what did he feed him? He must have breastfed him bricks. As a child, but now apparently she gave him, it was, she had a craving was Yorkie bars, so I don't know.
Well, mums feed your kid Yorkie bars because that's how they're going to turn out. What was Takam's corner frustrated about? Was it the stoppage? Because let's be honest, Takam was gone. You know, he was gone out on his feet.
Honest question. Do you think the fight should have been stopped? I personally do. You don't believe so, no?
Do you want to come?
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, so obviously Takam's corner were. Dewey Cooper and the rest were sort of disappointed with the stoppage. Takam did look to be Wilton, but you feel that the stoppage was unjust?
No, I think it was too soon for sure. I think that, a referee, and he's an experienced referee, but you got to look at the totality of circumstances. You got to look at the fact of who's in that ring, what's at stake, and who's winning the fight. I had Takam winning 5-0 at that time. I know that every judge had Takam winning the fight at the point of the stoppage. But... Also, it's what's the measure? Where do you stop a fight? You stop a fight when a fighter is defenseless and he can't defend himself.
Did you not think he was defenseless?
No, I didn't think so. No. What I thought was he didn't answer, he didn't throw punches back. But that's not the measure. A real experience, and when you're really in boxing, the thing that you have to look at is he alert? Is he slipping? What's he doing? And at the time, he was alert. He was sharp. He knew what was happening. Now, look, Joe hit him a great shot. Right, and drew what he was supposed to do, a barrage of punches. But that's what boxing's about. And boxing is, look, in my view, for Carlos Takam, really, he got robbed tonight of the glory. I'll tell you who else got robbed. The fans got robbed of the glory because that fight was a great fight. That fight was like a lightweight fight in the heavyweight division. And who else got robbed? Joe Joyce got robbed. Because if he was going to perform, the referee didn't give him an opportunity to do it. You don't know what's going to happen in a fight. That's why they fight. And this is big stakes. It's a heavyweight division. It's a big stakes here. Joe's got a title fight coming up next. And I think he acted too soon. Look, I understand. Your referee looks at the fight, gets worried. Let me jump in and take care of it. That's the easiest thing. But really, these are professionals. And you got to let their fight go. But look, I congratulate Joe. He's got the win. One thing it did show about Joe for tonight is he was able to dig down because I think Carlos was winning the fight from the first round. He was hitting him with those right hands.
Well. Yeah, Carlos started very well.
But so it showed that Joe was able to endure and threw those punches. We believe, and I'll tell you what Carlos believes because I just got out of that dressing room, which he's very upset about. But he believes that after the barrage of punches, he was ready to come on. And that's what he was waiting for. And which often happens in boxing. A guy throws himself out, and the next guy goes. So we shall see. Look, we're going to ask for a rematch. We'll ask the WBC. We'll ask the WBO. Frankly, it's a great fight for the fans over here. It should be a great rematch. So I'd love to be able to see it. I know there's no way they're going to be looking for it. And they're going to look to go on. So
I'll be honest with you. As much as I brought Joe into this, I respect Joe massively. He's been in the game like before I was even a tadpole. So like you respect that. But if Joe would have been on the other end of those punches, I would have thrown the chair. I'd have ripped my chair out and thrown it in the ring and stopped the fight. That's just my opinion. I thought Takam was only going one way. Joe warms into a fight. That's what we knew. Takam was going to come on strong. That was what the game plan was. Joe was always the plan to stop him late. But listen. Everyone has opinions, and that's what makes boxing great. It was a fantastic fight. I respect Carlos Tamayo absolutely massively. He's a complete warrior, and he showed he had a lot left tonight.
Well, Joe, you spoke for 2 minutes, and I knew at some point the word rematch was going to come out. I was waiting for it. I was waiting for the word rematch, but look, I take it, Sam, from your side, that is sort of something you will push to the side.
As I say, I'm being open, honest. I'm always honest about my fighters and about the performances. I don't believe that's the angle we're going to go. We're going to go keep progressing. Joe's number one in the WBO now, and we'll press him for a world title shot. And all we can say is we wish Joe, with his great stable of fighters, and Carlos all the best in the future.
Well, guys, thank you for arranging this, sorting this one way or another. Because I tell you what, for the six rounds, it was an absolute belter. So, yeah, brilliant.
Great, great fight for the fans. It was an exciting fight. I haven't seen a heavyweight fight with that kind of action. You know, really, it was a great, great one. And you know what? It's one of the things that you look at and say, that fight was so good, you should do a rematch.
Maybe one day, Joe. Nice to meet you, Joe.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast. Sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.